this week is Parsha Shu'e. Much of the Masechta is based on the Pesukim in this week's Sedra. We have the Dinim of Behemoth Torah, Behemoth Mea, Oif Tomei, Oif Tohar in today's Sedra. Then you have the Dinim of Basa B'cholam in today's Sedra. Then you have the Dinim of Shechita. The Gemara and Chav Chesam and Aleph quotes a pasuk from today's Sedra, Parshas Re'eh, in a very abridged form. The Gemara quotes it as if it says the Zabachta Kasher Tzivisicha. It doesn't say that exactly, the whole bunch of words missing, but basically that's the idea. So the Gemara understands from the verb Kasher Tzivisicha that there's a Torah Shebal Peh over here. Zabachta Kasher Tzivisicha on Chav Chesam and Aleph. So Rebbe says Malamich and Estava Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was given a whole load of Torah Shebal Peh in connection with Shechita. You have such a similar idea if you look in the Rambam, in the Hakdama, the very beginning, the first five lines in the Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam quotes a Gemara and Brachas, Tav Hei Mer Aleph, but the Gemara comments on the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, If the Marmin has seen Alei Elai Ha-Hora, Ve'etna Lecha Lucha Sa'edem Ha-Torah Ve'ha-Mitzvah She'kosavti Lehoi Roysam. So the Gemara understands every phrase in the Pasuk referring to something else. Moshe Rabbeinu should come up to Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him Luchas Eden, that's their service, Adivras, Veha Torah, the rest of the Chamishur Chamshet Torah, Veha Mitzvah, the word Mitzvah has a connotation of Torah Shebal Peh, Zu Mishneh, Asher Tzivis, and then the Hayroisim goes on the Gemara says. So the Gemara understood, the Rambam quotes that Gemara, that HaTorah Veha Mitzvah, the word Mitzvah refers to the Torah Shebal Peh, like over here, Kasher Tzivisichon. Such a similar comment that Rambam quotes in the Sifra, from the Sifrei, in Hilchas Malachim. The Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to wage war against Midian. And then it says, Vayitzbu al Midian kasha tziv Hashem. They waged war against Midian as HaKadosh Baruch had instructed. What is added on by that expression, kasha tziv Hashem? So the Rambam quotes from the Sifrei that there was Aloha Moshe Misinai that was never spelled out in the Chumash, but it's alluded to, Kasher Tziv Hashem, when you wage war against the enemy, you're only allowed to surround them on three times, three sides, you're not allowed to surround them on all the four sides. If they realize that there's no way to run away, then they're going to fight with more fervor, with more Mesiras Nefesh. If you only surround the enemy on three sides, then they'll be interested in running away. You leave one side empty. So the Rambam quotes, "Vayitzbu al Midyan kasher tziv Hashem." They waged the war in accordance with the Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah Shebal Peh was that you're not allowed to surround the enemy on all four sides, only on three sides. The same over here. Zavachle kasher tziv Yisicha is a reference to the Torah Shebal Peh. Much of Hilchas Shechita. Some of it is Pshut Hashem Vikha, some of it is Torah Shemalte. The Ramban in his commentary on Chumash has a different Pshat. He thinks Lefi Pshuto, that's not Pshat in the Pasuk. Ramban says, based on the Gemara, we're going to discuss this Gemara anyway, in Chulin, Tez Zayin Amud Beis, going over to Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, there's Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. What was the din right after Maimon Hasina? They weren't permitted to eat the Vela, so were all of the Hilchas Shechita Noeg at that time? So we usually assume, like Rabbi Akiva, that in the Midbar they were permitted to eat Besar Nechila. They couldn't eat Vela, but you didn't require all the Chomesh Hilchas Shechita. If you took a saw, which is full of Pegimus, took a saw and cut the animal's neck off, that would be acceptable in the Midbar, either Zanis and Vela. So the Gemara says, and Yud Zayin and Aleph, Nechirosa Zu Ishchitosa. Before they entered Eretz Yisrael, Nechira was considered Shechita. And then in today's Sedra it says, when we will enter Eretz Yisrael, and we will live far away from the Beis HaMikdash, and we will be interested in eating Pleshiks. So then, Kisava Napshach HaLech HaBosa, what we eat is called Besar Taiva. Because the Pasuk uses that expression, Kisava Napshach HaLech HaBosa, B'chalavus Napshach HaTizbach VeYachalta. So the Gemara says, the Ramban puts also all together, in the Midbar, they only were required to shecht properly according to the Hilchas Shechita when they were shechting Karbonis. But as far as Achilas Chulin is concerned, Chulin was Mutter, Psar Taiva was Mutter in the Midbar, also according to Rabbi Akiva. but they didn't need dola chamishel cheshchit and the chirasa zolishchitas. If they would cut from the neck, if they shoot an animal, that would be an avela. If it dies a natural death, that would be an avela. Would be asav achil. But the chirasa zolishchitas. And after they crossed over the Yarden, then it says v'zavachta kashet zivisicha. From now on, after you enter Eretz Yisrael, from now on, when you want to eat the sarchulin, you have to shecht it, just like kashet zivisicha by kachin. Just like I told you from day number one in the Midbar, when you want to bring karbanas in the Beis Hamikdash, you need all the rules and regulations of Torah Shabbat Peh. So too, after they enter Eretz Yisrael, you no longer say Nechiras Zuri Shchitasa. Now you need Kashet Zivisicha by the karbanas. But the Gemara doesn't seem to learn that. That's what the Ramban Chumash says, that's Pshut HaShomik. The Gemara does not seem to learn like that. The Gemara seems to learn Zavachta Kashet Zivisicha. Kashet Zivisicha is a reference to Torah Shabbat Peh. Not the way the Ramban says that Kashet Zivisicha means that the way I told you how to shecht karbanas, now it applies even to shechting chulin. The Gemara has a suffix, a famous suffix on Yud Zayin Hamad Aleph, according to Rabbi Akiva, that during the 40 years in the Midbar, his Nechira Simanim was enough. Nechira Simanim, the Simanim Adekana Neveshet. Nechira Suzuli Shchitasa, that was considered Shchuta. So what would the din be in the Midbar? They had a slaughterhouse, and they took a saw, and they cut off the head of the animal, didn't correspond to Hilcha Shchita, and they put it in a vacuum-packed container, and they put a label on top, Nishchat Tachas Hashgacha Es Moshe Rabbeinu Shchita, Nishchat Nimlach V'Hudach. It was salted, and it was washed off, everything kosher l'mahadrin. And then they have this piece of meat, which was Gishochnen in the Midbar, under the supervision of Moshe Rabbeinu. Then they cross over the Yarden. And then they cross over the Yarden. So now all of a sudden you pull out the rug from underneath everybody's feet. Now the Hilcha Shchita changed. So the place that was Gishochnen in the Midbar, under the Hashgacha Moshe Rabbeinu, now you're not allowed to eat it? But he said, no. Whatever was Nishchat in the Midbar was Nishchat. At the time I was Nishchat, that was a kosher Shchita. So now, from Mikal Habor, from now on, now that they live in Eretz Yisrael, from now on, even if they go into Golis again, now the Hilcha Shchita changed. Now you have to have all the Hilcha Shchita. But whatever was Nishchat from before, maybe they're still permitted to eat it even after they cross over the Yarden. So the Gemara has this suffix, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah is often the one who declares chakiris like this. What's the din? Every b'san nechira, leftover meat from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they cross over the Yarden. Now they're allowed to eat it or not. So the Rosh has the famous discussion there, ma'ida havi havi. When you talk and learning, you have to talk halacha l'maisa. If you're philosophizing about what was in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's not relevant, halacha l'maisa, that's called bitul Torah. So the Gemara, so the Rishonim ask on that Gemara, the whole Chakira of Rabbi Yirmiyah, boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Avery B'san Nechir that's left over and they cross over the Yarden, are they allowed to eat it or not? It's never going to repeat it itself. The Shaila is never going to be repeated again. So why did the Gemara bring up the Shaila? So there's a famous Rosh on that Gemara that's Kedai to take a look on Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. So that's an important Gemara. The Gemara says that originally in the Midbar, the Chirosu Zuri Shchitosa. This is relevant to Halacha L'maisa. There's a Tesis and Chof Amar Aleph, the Mamasa Loi Omru, where Tesis is bothered with the Kasha. There is a Machlokes HaTanaim, and it's a Machlokes HaLoch HaMais, a Machlokes HaRishonim, out of the Paskin, where the Yeshchit Aloif Menator, or Enshchit Aloif Menator. The Rosh at the end of Yuma quotes the Maharam Rutenberg, who Paskin, that Enshchit Aloif Menator, that Shchit HaSeifis is only needed with the Rabban. Menator, you don't need Shchit Aloif. Most of the Tanoim disagree. Most of the Rishonim disagree. Most of the Rishonim hold Shchit Aloif as Menator. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. There is an institution of Nivla Saif Tohar Mitamli Abes Avliya. If you have an eagle as a non-kosher bird, so if an eagle dies, there's no tumor. There's no tumor at all for an Oif Tome. But if an Oif Tohar dies, it never had a kosher Shchita, so there's a din of Nivla Saif Tohar Mitamli Abes Avliya. It's not mitamei b'maga, it's not mitamei b'mas, it's only mitamei if you swallow it. And there's a discussion, Rav Chaim has, and Rav Yosef Engel has a discussion, what's the, quote, different opinions in the Rishonim and the Tanoim. What's the nature of this strange tumas nivlas eftar? Is it maga? Is it maga on the beis hastorim? Maga on the throat? Is it masa on the throat? Or is it achila? With a lot of nafkaminis lahalochim. It's a big machlekes Tanoim and a machlekes, the Rav Chaim points out, a machlekes Tanoim. And the Machlok said, Rishonim, what's the nature of the din of Nivlas Avtoh Metamah Beis Avliya? So Tosis is bothered with the kasha. We say, Ein Shechita Loif Min HaTorah. Oifers don't need Shechita, so how is there such an institution as Nivlas Avtoh? Oif never needs any Shechita. So Tosis says, that's not what it means. You still need Nechira Simonim and Atzava. Everybody reads you need Nechira Simonim. If the bird, if the chicken or the turkey dies a natural death, it's going to be in the veil. Of course, there's an institute. Of course, it's at the Avnivla Sa'oif. But the Machlokes is it the same Nechirasa Zuri Shchitasa, even as Banazem in Atorah? Or do you say no, that Nechirasa Zulav Zuri Shchitasa? That's the Machlokes. But everyone agrees that you do need Shchita. Maybe Nechirasa Zuri Shchitasa in Atorah. It's only the Rabbanim that you need Allah Mishulcha Shchita. So that's an important thesis. There is a famous Gemara in Bava Kamma, the Yeshiva learned Bava Kamma last year. The Gemara comments on the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. It says that a Shor Shahargis Adam, so that's not supposed to make a Gemara Din Lemisa. So Kol Yisokal HaShor V'lo Le'yochal Es Besora Bala Sharnoki. So the Gemara says, Ma'ach HaShenem HaSokal Yisokal HaShor, if you give the Shor Skilo, so it means you never gave it a Shechita. So Eine Deshi Hi Nevela. I know it's a Nevela, if you gave it Skilo, so you never gave a Shechita. And Shechita and Nevela is also Bachila. So what's the Chiddush? V'lo Yochal Es Besora. Of course you're not allowed to eat it. If you give it Skilo, so it's going to be a Nevela. So the Gemara says, no, what the Pasuk means to tell you is that after Bezdin makes a Gemara Din Lamisa, even if someone will Shech the Shor, it's still going to be Asa Bachila, it's even going to be Asa Bahana. That's what the Gemara says. So Tosis on Bava Kamma and Daphne Malach and Menalach, where that Gemara appears, is bothered with a kasha. There is an institution of Ben Pekua that's going to be discussed in Chulin. Berk Behemam Kasha. Ben Pekua is not the name of a Tana. People think that's like Ben Zoyman, Ben Azai. So, Ben Anas. So Ben Pekua is not the name of a Tana. Ben Pekua means if you shech the cow that's pregnant, so the Shechita is Chal on the Uber. The Uber is Nita B'Shechita Sima. That's called the Ben Pekua. The Vlad came out, Uber came out from the mother's rechem after he did the Shechita on the mother. And it does need its own Shechita. It's Nita B'Shechita Sima. So Tosis is bothered with the Kasha. All the Rishonim are bothered with the Kasha. How does the Gemara say, Me'ach HaShenem, Sokal Yisokal HaShor, you have to give Skila to the Shor. Any Deshi, Nevela, I know it's a Nevela. So what do you need the next phrase in the Chumash? Obviously, it's going to be in a vela. It's also bachila. Gemara said the pasuk is needed to tell me that even if you shecht the shorah miskal after bezin makes the gemara din lemisa after you shecht it, so the shechita is not going to be mata bachila. How did the Gemara know that? Maybe it's not true. Maybe if the shechita will be muta. What do you need the pasuk sokal? The lo yochel as besara. The Tosfos says maybe you need the pasuk lo yochel if the shor shaharga sadam is a ben pekua. So it doesn't need a shechita. So even if you give it. Even if you give it skila, it'll still be muta b'achila. Mitam hilcha shechita, it had the shechita, it was nita b'shechita sima. So Tosfos is bothered with that kasha. So on that Tosfos kasha, on the side of the Gemara, they tell you, look in the Shechita Mekubetzes, the Rabbeinu Yishaya has a different answer. This really doesn't give a good answer. So on the side of the Gemara, they write, look in the Shechita Mekubetzes. When you learn Yeridaya, the Pesachei Tshuva in Yeridaya quotes that Shechita Mekubetzes as a chiddush la'halacha. He says that even though a ben pekua is nita b'shechita sima, but it still needs nechira simanim and atzava. The pashtus in the Gemara is absolutely not so, but this is a quirk of a shita. They quote the Rabbeinu Yishai holds like that, that the ben pekua still needs nechira simanim and atzava. There is a din of oisel yezbeno. You're not allowed to shech the shorbes se oisel yezbeno lo yisish chatu b'yoyim echad. So the Mishnah tells us that one is only a violation of the Isser Oseh Lezbeno if he did a Shechita Kshera on both the mother and the Vlad. When you learn the Masechta, the Gemara is going to have it. It's a Sfeikah Dedina, where it's Noyig, the way it says in the Chumash, on the father and the Vlad. Oseh Lezbeno. It's Noyig on the mother and the Vlad. Is it Noyig on the father? That's a Sfeikah Dedina, so it's also, but you wouldn't get Malkas. That's a Shain of Choshishim Lezera. Have you learned the Gemara? You'll see. So the din of Oseh Lezbeno only applies if he did a Shechita Kshera. So the Gemara says in Yuma, on Daf Samach Dal and Amar Aleph, that on Yom Kippur you have Shnei Sirim. One is the Sor HaMishtalech, it pushes it over the cliff, it never gets a Shechita. The other one is a Sor Lashem, that gets a Shechit in the Azari. Makar of it is a Korban. So the Gemara says that if you, let's say, there was a Chayla Mesukan on Yom Kippur, and they had a Shecht, a Behemah, in order to save someone's life. A funny case, someone Shechted a Behemah on Yom Kippur, Mishum Pikuach Nefesh. Are you allowed to use the Osa Liyazbino? Are you allowed to use the mother or the Vlad to serve as the Sor HaMishtaleh, to push it over the cliff? You've got to push it over the cliff, it's not going to have a Shechita. It's going to roll down, it's going to get killed. So the Pashtus is that Osa Liyazbino is only Noyeg if you did a Shechita on both Osa and Bino. If one of them be pushed over the cliff, it's going to be an Avela. So the Gemara says, not so. The Gemara says, in Yuma, Samachtala, Dichiyosa Latsuk, Zui Shechitosa, that you would be a violation of Osa Liyazbino if you pushed it over the cliff. Since it is, basically, it is a korban, the Sor LaHashem for sure is a korban, but even the Sor LaZazel is also a korban, and instead of shechting it, the Torah says, Shechita is one of the Dalar Avedis. Whenever you bring a korban, there are Dalar Avedis, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, Dalar Avedis, Adam. So by the Sor HaMishtaleach, the Shechita is considered like an Aveda. And the Sor HaMishtaleach. So the Gemara has the expression, the Torah says the correct form of Shechita for the Sor HaMishtaleach is the Chiyalatzu. So if you would have somebody shechted a behemah on Yom Kippur because they needed for a chola sheyesh b'sakana, they had a need for pikuach nefesh, then you wouldn't be allowed to use the beno or the mother as in Sor HaMishtaleach. Because the chiyos alatzuk is considered a shechita, and you would be in violation of osa hazbino. It's a quirk of a din. It's a quirk of a din. The Taisus on that daf in Yuma daf Samach Dalet quotes the Gemara in Zvachim daf Ayin on the base, the end of a perek there. But the Gemara says the same applies to Egla Rufa. That's Bemis Achidish. The Gemara says. Egla Rufa, the Orfu Shamas Egla Banachal. If you find a Jewish person murdered in Eretz Yisrael, don't know that Mihiko. So the Torah says you have to measure to the city Sviva Sacholo. Whichever city is closest, Bez Nagodol has to measure. Whichever city is closest to the Harug, so they have to bring an Egla Rufa. So what do you do with the Egla Rufa? You don't shecht it. The Orfu Shamas Egla Banachal, you kill it. So the Gemara says if you kill an animal, it really should have Tumas Nevela. So the Gemara says the Egla Rufa, you say Arifasa Zui Shechitasa, and it's not Metame. He says Arifasa Zui Shechitasa. Why is that? So the Gemara says because we treat it in a certain sense, we treat the Egla Rufa also as if it were a type of a korban. It's a big chiddush. It's not a korban at all. It's not a korban at all. But the Gemara says Kaparik Sivba Kikochim. The Gemara says Egla Rufa is also Bahano. The Gemara has a famous din that a mace, a Jewish dead body, is also Bahano. How do you know? Because it says Batamasha Miriam Atikov Sham. Miriam died, and she was buried in the midbar. So the word Sham appears. Batamas Sham Miriam Atikov Sham, and you learn that Sham Sham Egla Rufa, just like it says by Egla Rufa, the offer Sham. It's Egla Banachal, and Egla Rufa is also Bahano, so to a Meis Yisrael, a Jewish dead body, is also Bahano. And how do you know that Egla Rufa is also Bahano? So the Gemara said, because Kapar Ksivba Kekoch, it's considered like a korban. Very surprising. So the Gemara says over here, in Zvachim Lafayin on the base, because Kapar Ksivba Kekochim, so even though you don't do a Shechita on it, you do Arifa, Arifasa Zui Shechitosa, and when you do the Arifa and the Egla Rufa, the body, the organs of the Egla Rufa will not be mitami. It should have had a tumas nevelas. Will not be mitami because kapar ksiba kikotchim. So it's considered as if he did a shechita on a korban. It's very surprising. Very, very surprising. There's a Rasha Mishnayis quotes a Tosefta that says that Egla Rufa is also Bahano, the Gemara says, because Kapar Ksiba Kekochim, so if you pay the Egla Rufa, you can take what the Isarno. So the Chazanish writes, there must be a misprint that absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. Egla Rufa, since when is Egla Rufa a korban? How can you be paid? The Hegdish lends itself to Pinyan. And Basa B'cholov lends itself to Pinyan. Basa B'cholov is also Bahano on today's Sedra. So you're going to be paid again, take off the Isarno. Why should you think that you can be poyda? But the way the Gemara says, Kabar Ksivba Kekochim and Arifasa Zui Shechitasa, and it's Betar Medein Avela. So it sounds for the Gemara as if it is some type of a korban. It's a strange, very strange concept. There is a Rashash in Psochim, and Daf Chav Beis on the base, where the Gemara has the same brisa that was quoted in Baba Kama Daf Malach that we mentioned earlier, that the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim reads, by a Shosha Argus Adam, that you give skila to the shor, and it's also b'achila. So the Gemara says, of course it's going to be an avail. Of course it's also b'achila. What do you need the pasuk? Gemara said, the pasuk tells me that even if shachta l'achar shenig madinai, it's still also b'achila. It can't mean kepshuta that if you do the skila, it's also b'achila. Do skila and never have a shechita, of course it's going to be also b'achila. So the Rashash there in Pesachim is bothered with an interesting kasha. Why was it so pashut to the Gemara that if you're going to do skila on the Shor HaNiskal, it's going to be an avei l'asa b'achila, but you have these quirks of halachas. You say sometimes l'chirasa zoi shchitas, if you hold ein shchita lav ben atar, and in the midbar before they crossed over the yard, we assume like Rabbi Akiva that the Besar Taiba was mutter. And they didn't need shechita with all the chomesh shel cheshechita, and the chiras simanim atzava would be enough. The chiras is always shechitasa. And then you do malika, chat hasayif. You do malika. The koyin shechts the chat hasayif with his fingernail. If you shecht the chicken of chulam with your fingernail, it's an avela because the fingernail is mechuber to the body, so you can't shecht me mechuber. So the din is, and you can't do malika with a knife. The Mishnah says, you need a knife that's tallish for chulin, and you need a fingernail that's mechubit to do the malika by chatu saif and ola saif. And kosher be malika, pasal be shchita, and kosher be shchita, pasal be malika. This dafka, by the malika, it has to be done dafka with the fingernail that's mechubit. So how can the kain and eat the chatu saif should be nevela? The Gemara says, malikosa zu shchita saif. Torah prescribes that's the way you're supposed to do the shchita. You do malika by the chatu saif, and the kainim are permitted to eat it. So you have these quirks, and you say, Arifasa zui shchitasa, it's metarim dein nevela, and you say that the chiosa latsug zui shchitasa, and the sor hamashtalech, one can violate the din of osebez beno, even though he's not going to do a shchita on the sor hamashtalech, he's going to do tchia latsug, chiosa zui shchitasa. So the Rashash is bothered with Akasha, why shouldn't you say the same? Why shouldn't it have been a havamina to say that skilasa zui shchitasa? The Shor HaNiskal, the Torah says, sokali sokal ashor. But if the Torah prescribes how you're supposed to kill it, so maybe I should say, skilasa zui shchitasa. So it should be mutta b'achila. It's a funny kasha. The Gemara assumed that Dava Pashat, that absolutely ridiculous. the Pashta says that it's not a kasha. Pashta says that skila is a punishment. So a punishment, you wouldn't say skilasa zui shchitasa. By Egla Rufa, some Egla Rufa, Kaporek Sibok Kachim, so there the Gemara says, it's like Shchitas Kachim. So there you say, Arifasa Zui Shchitasa, Shmitar Medein Avela. And you say, Tchilasa, Tchiyasa Latsuk Zui Shchitasa, by the Sorya Meshtaleach, because it is a korban. It is a korban. So then you say, but by Shora Niskal, it's not at all a korban, it's a punishment. So you can't say, Tchilasa Zui Shchitasa. It's a funny kasha. That's what the Rashash asks. The Pashtus in the Gemara is that not like the Rashash. That's not a kasha. In fact, the Gemara at the end of Sanhedrin has a suffix. It says also in today's Sanhedrin, the din of the Yoni Dachas, I think also in today, Pashtus Re'ei. So it says, usually one who worships Avodah Zarah is Chayv Skila, and you don't burn his property. But if you have Yoni Dachas, instead of giving everybody skila, for Roiv of the people in the city in Eretz Yisrael worship the Avodah Zarah, so those who worship the Avodah Zarah, those are Tzadikim Shebo, the people who didn't worship Avodah Zarah don't get any death penalty. But the people who did worship Avodah Zarah, instead of getting skila, they get Sayyid, Lifi Chorev. And then it says also the Behemoth, you have to kill the Behemoth Lifi Chorev. So the Gemara has a Safek. What if you take a behemoth here in Idachas and you shecht it? It's a shechita mitar midein avela. Why? Maybe I should say, even if you shecht it, maybe it's the kiyam einish misas bezin. You can't say charbay zui shechitasa. That's mitar midein avela. There's a punishment. There's a punishment to the, everything in the Yoni Dachas. Like the Gemara by the Shah Niska, the Gemara never had such a Havamina like the Rashash raised it possibly to say that that's Kilosa Zulish Chitosa. It's not Mitzvasa Bekach. It's a Noinish. So the same by the Emes Yoni Dachas, the Gemara raised the possibility that even if you'll shecht it, maybe it's not mitam de nevelik. Maybe even shechting it is considered the kim ha'enish of Mises best. There is a tesis later in Chulin, Tezayna Manalev, the top tesis, very important tesis. Even if you don't get that far, you should learn that tesis. Nishta Brucha Behadi Hadodi, Tezayna Manalev, the top tesis. So tesis shows from the Gemara, from the whole sugya, that Kise Hadam is considered the Gemara of the Shechita. The din is when you shecht the Behena, so there's no need for Kise Hadam. But when you shecht Chaya or Oaf, when they shecht the chickens or turkeys or deer, when you shecht Chaya or Oaf, you have to do Kise Hadam. So Tesis shows from the Gemara, Kise Hadam is considered the Gemara of the Shechita. So there's a basic difference between Shechitas Oaf and Shechitas Behema v'Chaya. Shechitas Behema v'Chaya, you have to shef two simonim, the Kona and the Veshem. Shechitas Oaf, you only shef one simon, either the Kona or the Veshem. So, should I assume that these are basically very different forms of Shechita? Shechitas Behema, you need two simonim, Shechitas Oaf is one simon. So let's say the person shefts 100 oifers together. You go to a slaughterhouse, so they have a shechit standing there for an hour, and he shechts five chickens a minute. You have a guy holding every chicken. The shechit just cuts. It takes 2 seconds. Then they hold the next chicken. They have on a conveyor belt. They have all the chickens are tied down. And the guy holds the wings that they shouldn't flap the wings. They shecht many. They shecht many chickens every minute. They shecht many chickens every minute. So they don't dekise adam after every single chicken. They have a whole hour's worth of shechita seifers. They shecht many, many chickens in an hour, then they share every hour, they switch a different sheikh, it takes a turn. Taisus has a discussion. Let's say you have a house with 20 rooms and you have to put up 20 mezuzahs. So you say, bracha, lekva mezuzah, before you put up the first mezuzah. Then you're not supposed to talk till after you do all the 20 mezuzahs. What about bashkit also? For an hour, the sheikh can't talk. So the first 20 minutes, he holds himself back, he doesn't talk, they don't go out of his mind, he can't talk. So then they start talking to him. They talk until the Shechita, but it's very hard not to talk for an hour, because he's going to shecht a few hundred chickens within an hour. So he can't talk because he wants the bracha on the first Shechita to relate to all of the 500 chickens they're going to have, more than 500 in an hour. How is it possible not to talk? So the shochtim, if they shecht 100 chickens, they shecht a few hundred chickens, they do one kisei adam at the end. If they shecht many deer, so they do one kisei adam at the end, chay v'yoyf. What if they shecht oifus and chayis? Can you do one kisei adam for both? But he say, no, you need a separate kisei adam for the oifus, a separate kisei adam for the chayis. So that's a machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnah, peivavim and beis, machlekes abudin nachachamim. So the Pashtus is, it's a machlekes hatanaim. Are the shechitas so different? Or do you say, no, basically shechita is shechting one simon, shechting the kana or the veshit. When you shecht the behemah, you got to do two shechitas. Not that you do one shechita of the kana and the veshit. Maybe it's considered, you did one shechita on the kana, one shechita on the veshit. You have to do two shechitas. So maybe that's the machlekes hatanaim. Are they really so different? The shechita on the oifes and the shechita on the chayas is so different that they have to have, because the kisei adam is the gemara of the shechita. It's all based on psukim, where they can have one kisei for dam chay and dam oaf. But it seems that this is part of the issue that's involved. Are they considered two different types of shechita? So each one needs its own gemara. So you have to have a separate kisei adam for the oifes, a separate kisei adam for the chay. So they say no. Basically, shechita is both simonim, but by the oif. Just like the din is Rubish Alecha Kamo, if you shecht roiv, it's considered as if you shechted all simen. So by yof, if you shecht, it doesn't have so much chiyas to begin with. So if you shecht one simen, the shechita is chal on both simonim. Or maybe the pshat is when you shecht behemis, you have to do two shechitas. Because I carry over the din from oif, that shechita of simen echad is called a shechita, and oif needs two shechitas. So maybe that's what the Tanoim are fighting about. Are the shechitas of Chai and Ov so different that they can't blend in together? Oh, no, basically, they are pretty similar. There is a machlekes hatanoim, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshevov. They were from the Asura Harugi Malchus that we spoke about on Tisha B'Av. So there's a Mishnah in Chulin Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that if you shecht with a knife, you shecht the veishet, and then the kone, he just breaks with his hand. So he only did shechita on one simen. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that the shechita is metar medein avela. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, we pass like the other Tan, Rabbi Yeshevov. And on the side of the Gemara, they tell you that the correct pronunciation is Yeshevov. They dug up a pasuk in Devar Yomim where the name appears. Usually people in the yeshivas, they say they mispronounce it and they say Rabbi Yeshevov. So on the side of the Gemara, they give you the Nakudas, the Shita Mekubetz, that says that the correct pronunciation is Yeshevov as it appears in Devar Yomim. So Rabbi Akiva has this funny shita. He says, Shchita Simen Echad is a shchita v'arayf and the oif. And if you shecht Simen Echad and the behena, and then you break the other simen with your fingers, so he says, you did a shchita. It's not mater b'achila, you have to have shchita on both simonim, but it is sufficient shchita to be metar medei nevela. A chidish. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, so that's an interesting idea. To what extent are the two shchitas similar? The shchitas Chaya and Shchitas Behema v'Chaya need two simanim, and Raif Simen Echad is enough. The bulk of the Masechta is going to be dealing with the laws of Kashrus, as I mentioned earlier. Basa B'Cholav is in today's Sedra, and how do you determine whether any given animal is a kosher animal or not kosher animal? The fish, the main discussion of fish, the Mishnah Chulin has at the end of Eilat Dreyfus, but the main discussion is in Masechas Avodah Zarah. And then which grasshoppers are kosher, which are not kosher, that's in Chulin. And so you have Basa B'cholav, you have Dam, and you have Chelev, and you have Shechita. All these halachas, the bulk of the halachas appear in today's Sedra. Everyone should have a successful year learning up a storm. It's every Gemara in the Masechta is very important. You should be matzliach to cover as much of the Masechta as you can. Good evening.